All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is... One second. This is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with more Spawn, so let's get started. Only got about 60 pages or less, so let's get through it. We can get into volume, what are we on, 13? I don't even know. We're getting there. We're really getting up there, though, guys. And as I promised, more horror comics are coming your way. So, yeah, more creepy, might throw in some eerie, might do some Vampirella. I don't know exactly, but they will be classic tales. I have decided that. Also, in comic news real quick, I'm going to say that Heavy Metal has announced they're coming back, and they're returning to their roots. I don't believe I'm going to be reading any Heavy Metal comics here, and I talk about the classic comic magazine. Because one, they're officialized scans, which I don't know how they feel about that. And two, they're really long. Like, much longer than we do for a normal volume. It would probably take a couple months to read one volume. Because they're, you know, they were comic magazines. They had several stories. But alright, enough of that. Let's go ahead and get started. Ethan Krohn notes on a dying city. It's still raining. Down on the street, the faceless drones scurry like rats seeking shelter from the tempest. They fight over taxis, push and shove their way along the sidewalks, diving into doorways for a moment's respite. I think that's actually respite. Anyway, let it rain for 1,000 years, and it will not be enough to wash clean the streets of this city. The filth is a part of us. It's in our lungs. It's beneath our skin. It stains us so deep we will all carry it to our graves. New York City at the end of the millennium. A dark drama is being played out. A grand opera written in blood. Somewhere out there, a murderer is on the loose, hiding among the faceless masses, lying coiled in the shadows, waiting to strike. Meanwhile, I sit down and watch from the rafters and write it all down. Someone is killing the homeless of Manhattan, discarding ragged scraps of humanity in the alleyways or nailed to trees in the park. The exterminator, that's what they're calling him, or her, or it, a rather colorfully gruesome appellation, is it not? He leaves cryptic notes about a great cleansing, about insects beneath his feet. He makes threats and mocks the authorities. The city's in an uproar. The police are starved for a motive. As though there could be a rational reason behind all this bloodshed. They're not looking at the big picture. It's not about motives or clues. It's not about motives or methods or clues. It's about the drama, the tension, the rising action, and the false leads. The false leads and the stunning denouement. Everyone loves a good murderer, and this one's better than most. The only real question is, how will it end? How long can its author sustain the action before it all comes crashing down? Who shall find their salvation, and who shall fall from grace? Who shall be the hero, and who the villain? Who shall play the clown, the fool, the poor homeless sap? Will there be a tragic muse, a femme fatale? Always love those. Who shall live and who shall die? I can't wait to find out. The anticipation is delicious. It's a story with all the classic elements of a great tragedy, and I'm grateful for it. But it will end, and soon, I predict. If the victims had been socialite wives or mafia dons, the murders could have gone on indefinitely. But it is among the weakest among us that are being, it is the weakest among us that are being hunted, the poor discarded wretches of society, and we will not stand for it. Someone must pay for waking our shame. Someone must pay for forcing this city to care about that which it would prefer to ignore. Good evening, Mr. Krohn. Going out? Yes, I am. Thank you. Just a minute, please. Here you go. Take it easy out there, Mr. Krohn. It's a wicked night out. Don't be absurd, my good man. It's a beautiful night. As for me, there's little left to do but wait and watch. A beautiful night to be alive and celebrate my good fortune. the precinct. Tell me the truth, Bobby. What was it with you and this Whistler guy? He owe you money? Maybe he tried to get a little too friendly? Just tell us why you killed him.
I didn't kill him. He was my friend.
You got no friends. We both know that. Come on, Bobby. Your prints were found at the crime scene.
I saw him. That's all. I mean, we shared a drink is all. All us bums share things.
How touching. This before or after you killed him?
Huh?
His blood was on the bottle, genius. How do you explain that?
I didn't kill him. I just needed a drink real bad.
What are you saying? You took a bottle off your dead pal? Didn't think to call an ambulance? Murphy, how sick is this?
Pretty sick, Silbert. In fact, I say I'm shocked and disgusted.
Me too. You know what else is sick?
Look at this maggot.
Excuse me. Look at this maggot! Young girl, no more than 14 years old, homeless like you. Is this any way for a young girl to end up? Look at her, goddammit! Don't close your eyes!
No, please!
Someone cut her to pieces just last night. Looks like they enjoyed it, too. 14 years old! Why would someone do this to a child? Christ, they even cut out her heart! Why, Bobby? Why? Did she have something you wanted to share, huh?
No, I didn't hurt anyone, I swear. Please, please, leave me alone. Bootsy, Bootsy, please help me.
Oh, Christ, here we go again. You can stop bawling for your fairy godmother, whoever this Bootsy is. You're up to your neck in this, and you're all alone. I'm looking for a confession, pal. What's your deal, Bobby? You hear voices, is that it? Do the voices tell you to kill bums and runaways, huh?
Please, leave me alone, I didn't do anything. I told you everything I know about the alleys.
Hey, Murphy, who was that other sicko, the one who heard voices?
Son of Sam?
Yeah, that's him, Son of Sam. Maybe that's what we got here. Listen up, Bobby. I'm gonna take a coffee break. You get one call. I suggest a good lawyer.
Oh, God, how did this happen? Bootsy, you promised you'd look after me. Who can I call? I don't know anybody. I don't...
Huh? Ka-chunk! Come on, you bastard! Hey, Sammy, I thought you were sticking to the health food. Muscle bars and that.
I am. This is a reward for my diligence.
So, you done beating up on poor old Bobby? We both know he didn't kill no one.
Oh, well, that's different. It's like,
that a fact? Dude gets pulled in on a D&D, we run his prints just as a precaution. Bingo, we placed the little bastard at the first crime scene. Only lead we got so far, and he's got some interesting things to say.
Drunk and disorderly.
It's a dead end, Silbert. I know the pressure's on you, and you gotta play hardball, fine. But bottom line, Bobby's no killer. Who knows? Maybe he's unstable. He keeps talking to some imaginary playmate.
Bootsy, yeah, I know. He's lost a friend recently.
Yeah, but that's not all. What do you know about someone named Spawn?
The crime scene. A dockside warehouse afoul, an icy wind blows in from the river and cuts through the night with frozen daggers. But it is the palpable sting of terror that scores and scratches its way through the unearthly form of the Hellspawn. It burrows deep into his consciousness and spreads out to every fiber of his being. Panic, fear, unspeakable desperation. The place stinks of death, rancid yet almost sweet in its way, like the burning of leaves. He can still hear the hopeless cries of terror, the fruitless pleadings of a child echoing off the concrete walls. Her name was Fawn. A crude outline on the ground, a grim and final perimeter is all that is left to measure this life snuffed out so viciously, so needlessly. If your life flashes before you when you die, it is a death that careens like a freight train through the core of Spawn. A child, a runaway, grew up the hard way long before her time. But still, it is a child's thoughts that filled her last moments on Earth.
I want to go home. I want my mommy. God, please let this be a bad dream.
The Spawn drinks in every horrid sensation, the thunderclap of footsteps. Moving closer, a gloved hand that slices the girl's pleas for mercy.
God damn, that's a 14-year-old? Really? Okay, well, not gonna question too much on that.
The first slash of steel severs the carotid artery, the surprising heat of her blood more shocking than the pain. Then another cut, this time above the left breast, forceful, clinical, and then everything blurs. Something moves languidly through the air in slow motion, a cascade of tiny, ivory-colored spears tumbling through the night. Like distant stars, each a faint promise of hope of a life that might have taken a different, better turn, if only. Just saying, you would not get away with drawing a 14-year-old like that. Not today. Not in today's comic world. It was definitely a different time, guys. I mean, holy shit, that's not what I would expect when we talk about, you know, like a 14-year-old girl got murdered. That's, yeah, that's not... But again, it was a different time. It was absolutely a different time. The night turns to red, and then the red turns to black. And it is over. Alone. No one to mourn. No one to lend comfort. No one even to hear her cries. No one but the lowest of the low. Come here. Excuse me. That's supposed to be Spawn. Come here. What about you? What did you see? Whoa there, Pally, what are you doing here? Police, hands up now! He's running for it! I don't believe this, he's running for it? Sklang! Freeze! Blam, blam! Hey, you okay, Pete? Where the hell'd he go? Huh? What'd you say? I said, did you get a good look at him? No, it's too dark, we better phone this in. The next day. Are you kidding? Sergeant Joe Friday on Dragnet, no question about it. First time I heard him read someone his rights, I knew what I wanted to do for a living. Oh, I know what you mean. For me, it was Nurse Dixie on emergency. Something about that starched white uniforms just sang to me. I know it probably sounds silly, but I guess I like thinking of myself as one of the good guys doing my part for society. Doesn't sound silly to me. Thanks again for helping Bobby out. It was good of you to vouch for him. I was more than happy to do it. That's part of what the Outreach Center is for. Thank God he held on to my card. Poor soul. He's really had a rough time lately, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
Excuse me? Sorry, I said yeah, that's right. Old guy's been on the street a long time. Ain't there some way to help him out, you know, permanently? There's not much we can do until he gets serious about his sobriety. But he's one of the good ones. I have faith in him. I believe the good Lord helps those who help themselves. I honestly do. The ones that won't, and believe me, it's not that they can't. It's that they won't. Well, I suppose it's not my place to judge, but I have to say I think they get what they deserve. Does that sound cold?
Nah, not at all. I mean, you can't save everyone, but at least you're trying. This city, hell, this world is such a mess and there ain't enough people interested in cleaning up. Oops!
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. Here, hold still. Sorry, did I get your eye? It's okay, it's okay. Excuse me, let me go clean up properly.
I'll be here. Hurry back.
That true? Arrests have been made? Exactly as the mayor's position on long-term funding for, or deny rumors that a mysterious intruder was seen at the last crime scene. What can you say to assure the public?
One at a time, please. First of all, let me make it clear. While certain individuals have been held for questioning, no arrests have been made at this time. Second, the mayor and his staff are committed to providing emergency shelter for anyone wishing to avail themselves of it until this killer is identified and captured. We are making progress and hope to have additional information available shortly.
What about the latest murder? It has been reported that the victim was a minor. Have her parents been notified?
I cannot comment on that. Next, can you at least tell us if you are looking for a single killer?
The current thinking is that the exterminator is indeed working alone. However, we have not ruled out the notion of multiple killers. The police do have a working theory, but we're not about to close the door on any possibilities. Next.
He's playing with me, the killer. I can feel it. It's all part of some sick game.
Tread cautiously, Spawn. I have a suspicion that there's more to this bloody mess than we can guess.
Damn it, Cog, you don't understand.
I can still feel her inside my head, her lungs, clutching breath, the terror burning through her soul. These are my people being killed. The alleys are under my protection. For good or ill, this is my fight and I will not back down. Someone is gonna pay for this, Cog. I swear I'll find whoever's doing this and I'll make them suffer. No one else will die on my watch.
Okay, Twitch, lay it on me.
Well, sir, it's not good. Detective Silbert just faxed over the medical examiner's preliminary report on victim number 5. As with the previous victims, there's almost no physical evidence left by the killer. There is one difference. They found something in the girl's stomach.
Do I want to hear this?
A pearl, sir. A single high-grade cultured pearl. Unfortunately, digestive acids would have destroyed any DNA material present.
So what does that mean? Is it some kind of message?
Possibly. The killer's previous note made mention of casting pearls before swine, a biblical reference. Something else will pique your interest, sir. The young runaway seems to have had contact with that new acquaintance of yours, Miss Frost. Social services set her up with the outreach program, but she apparently refused help, wouldn't show up to appointments. Perhaps you could speak to Miss Frost, see if she remembers anything?
Yeah, I could do that. Good evening, Mrs. Frost. No. Hey, Sarah, hate to bother you this late.
Well, I'm afraid I'm on official business.
Dangerous? Well, yeah, that's part of the job.
What? Well, thank you. Yes, as a matter of fact, I do work out. If you don't mind my saying so, Sarah, you're looking rather closed.
Damn. Ugh. What the hell? Bobby... Hey, man, is that you? Oh, Jesus, Bobby, what happened to you?
Things will start moving very quickly now, you can be sure of that.
Look at you, you're soaked.
I'm so tired, just let me sleep.
Ugh, come on, let's get you inside.
Get you dry.
How much did you have to drink?
All events are rushing headlong towards their inevitable conclusion.
Bobby, I need you to focus. Stay awake. You hear me? I'm gonna get you some help.
The pieces are all in place. The course is set.
I just want to sleep.
Damn it, Bobby. Stay awake. I'm calling an ambulance.
Hello? Hello? Son of a bitch. How do I get an outside line? This is what we get for breaking up my bell.
Certainly, a pawn or two may have to be sacrificed.
Cold. I'm so cold.
But the end game is near.
Jesus, you're going in the shock. Here, take my coat. I'll try to find you a blanket. We'll get you warmed up and I'll drive you to a hospital, okay? Just hang in there.
Once it is over, everyone will look back and say it was obvious. They'll say, I knew it all along. Saw it coming from a mile away.
Sweet Mary and Joseph on a pony.
And every single last one of them will be dead wrong.
A serpent in the garden unclean, tongues of devils, tongues of angels, hearts of darkness, idle hands, his blood is my wire.
Next, the cleansing.
Issue 80. We're getting there, guys. February 1999.
Yeah, I'm positive. We got our killer.
Did the police know?
Nope. Came straight to you, just like you asked.
Good. Give me half an hour, then call the cops.
Do you mind if we ask why?
Because I goddamn said so. That's why.
Asswipe.
A city is a lot like a person, if you think about it. It lives and breathes and grows. It has its own unique anatomy, its own charms and idiosyncrasies. By its very nature, it must kill and devour in order to survive. Sometimes it is faced by malignancies, parasites, cancers. Some can be treated or contained. But others must be eliminated, eradicated from the host so that the better, more deserving organs may thrive. They must be cleansed. The killer knows this deep in her heart.
understands it at a primal level. It is the only way to build a better, more pristine world. The men on the TV have been saying terrible things about her actions. They toss around ugly words like murderer and sociopath. They don't understand it is thankless work, cold, clinical, and necessary. But she doesn't do it for understanding or for recognition. She does it because no one else will. Dr. Sarah Frost emerges from the shower, her seventh of the day. She feels renewed, almost reborn. She drinks in the filtered, rarefied air. It is free from the taints of the city, the toxic grime that fills its skies, the sickening scent of other people. She feels alive and radiant beneath the warm glow of halogen lights. It is only at these moments she truly feels safe, truly comfortable inside her skin. Huh? That comfort will prove short-lived. Get off me! No, get off! Where are they coming from? Dr. Frost panics, her heart pounding. No, get off! This is impossible, she thinks. Her safe, antiseptic little world has been breached. Lightning flashes and the world turns dark. She feels sick, violated. No, stop it! No! She stumbles in the darkness and falls to the ground. Around her, she hears the nauseating sound of hundreds of tiny legs skittering all about her. Another flash of lightning illuminates the room, and she realizes that she is not alone. There is someone there, watching. From somewhere near, she hears the rattle of chains, the fluttering of heavy cloth. Her pupils dilate, adjusting to the dark, and then she sees Sarah Frost. It is time to answer for your crimes. Christ, what do you think he's doing in there? I don't like the stink of this. And what was that crap? Because I said so. Deal or no deal, he don't talk to us like that. Better get that straight.
Yes, sir, I was quite impressed by the way you stood up to him. Very brave.
Jeez, Twitch, what's eating you? This is hard enough without you taking shots at me.
Forgive me, sir, Gallo's humor, I suppose.
Yeah, okay. Don't worry about it. It's just, she was nice to me, you know? Treating me like I wasn't just some mook. That didn't happen much in my life. Just my luck, she turns out to be a spree-killing psycho.
It's always something, isn't it?
Knock it off. When you decide you had a sense of humor anyway, huh?
Guys like you, you don't know what it's like.
I mean, you got Helen and the kids and all, family. End of the day, no one can take that from you. Me? I got no one. I tell you your problem, Twitch. You don't know how lucky you are.
Is that a fact, sir?
Yeah, that's a fact. How long has it been now?
4 minutes.
Christ.
Who are you? What do you want with me?
Tell me why, Sarah. Why did you do it?
I don't know what you're talking about. Get away from me. Somebody help!
Shout all you want. No one's coming to help you. You can't run from me.
No, please, leave me alone. What are you? Ah!
Floodgates open in Sarah Frost's mind, drowning her psyche in waves of deep crimson. The ghosts have come back to take their revenge. 5 homeless persons, gruesomely murdered, mutilated by her hand. She remembers the day it all became clear to her. She had tried so hard to help them, but so many had refused that help. Such persons don't deserve to live, don't deserve to share the same air and sunlight as the rest of us. And then the voices came. They told her she was right, that it was up to her to change things, that it was the only sane thing to do. The screams of her victims echo in her ears, their pain and suffering quake through her bones. Her body racks and convulses with their agony. How does it feel, Sarah, to be so helpless, to know that no one is coming to your rescue?
Please, stop!
To know your pathetic life is at an end!
No!
We're not going to stop. 3 nights ago, the last victim, barely more than a child. Her name was Fawn. Sarah had tried to get her off the street.
Okay, so she was a hooker. Okay, that makes... Alright, so that makes sense. I understand. She was an underage hooker, which is...
actually a very bad problem in California. Yeah, there's actually some stories about this. They had to do something because it was right near a Catholic school. Oh yeah, this is real, guys. You can look it up. But unfortunately, sometimes, you know, what does they say? Fiction, like, I don't know. Some things are stranger than fiction. I don't know. Art imitates life. Art imitates life is what I was trying to say. But yeah, unfortunately, that sort of thing does happen. Sarah had tried hard to get her off the street. She had invested hours in helping this girl, all for nothing. She would have to pay. I've been worried about you. It's keeping me up nights. Sarah drove her to an old warehouse in a shower and showed her and showed her the penalty for her actions. Where are we going? Just somewhere we can talk. Don't worry, it'll all be okay soon. Are you hungry? You stupid, ungrateful little bitch! What are you doing? Ah! Let go! The little brat actually looked surprised, betrayed. Didn't she realize she had brought it all on herself? The girl struggled, tried to escape, but she never stood a chance. Sarah cut Fawn's throat and watched her die. Listen as the girl's last pathetic cries for mercy gurgled weakly from her severed throat. And then she extracted Fawn's still beating heart as a trophy and as a warning to others. Change or die. Tell me why, Dr. Frost. What were you afraid of? What is it that scares you the most? What is it that makes you scream? They crawl all over her, under her robe, in her hair, thousands of them. They burrow under her flesh. She slaps and scratches and pounds at them, soft layers of her own flesh collecting beneath her manicured nails. Get them off! Get them off me! Please, please stop it! As Sarah Frost experiences her blackest nightmare brought to life, something in her mind switches over. I'm begging you, stop it! Shut up! You are not allowed to beg! It was her all along. She sees that now. The voices only told her what she wanted to hear, and somehow she knows they're now laughing at her. The insects continue to multiply, covering every inch of her flesh. Bile rises in her throat. Fear pushes her to the brink of madness. How could this be happening, she thinks. I was a good person. How could I have done this? Her kitchen pantry holds an arsenal of cleaning supplies. One can never be too careful. She empties can after can of pesticide, but they keep coming. The noxious spray sears her eyes, seeps into her open wounds, stinging and burning her tender flesh. Her mouth is clogged with vermin, her tongue weighed down by countless insects. She can barely see now, eyelids swollen, her vision blocked by this creeping veil of pestilence. She makes one last panicked gesture, hoping for mercy, for forgiveness. She receives neither. 45 minutes later.
Hey, hey, here's the boys of the hour.
Hey, you Silbert.
I don't know how you clowns did it, but you actually managed to solve a real case. Thanks for making us look bad. Just followed my gut. So was she really the killer?
No doubt about it. She had files on all the victims. We matched the typewriter, even found some whacked out journals of hers. Most organized killer I'd ever seen. Freaky stuff, man. This little lady was one certified USDA select grade A nut job.
Hey, Twitchy.
Hey, Twitchy, you doing, man? Good to see you back on your feet.
Marks, Andrews, have you been?
Okay, how you feeling? They let you keep that bullet to take home with you?
In a manner of speaking, it's right where they left it, gentlemen.
Tap, tap. Oh, you're kidding me. Check it out, the man with the hollow point brain. It's the source of all my powers.
Heh, good one, Twitch.
Come on, kids, let's go meet our lovely hostess.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Here she is. What a beaut, huh?
Near as we figured, she had emptied 7 cans of extra-strength bug spray in an enclosed space. Scratched herself up pretty bad, too. Poison leached into her bloodstream and she went toxic. Christ, she even sprayed the crap into her mouth. Gordon took a peek through her diary. She had some obsession with cleanliness.
lived in mortal fear of germs and bugs and crap. Ain't that a hoot? Probably the only apartment in New York that doesn't have roaches, and she offs herself battling imaginary bugs. Oh yeah, a regular riot. Christ, who crapped in your coffee? For a couple of third-rate dicks who just made their careers, you don't sound too cheery. Yeah, well, I guess multiple homicides just don't crack me up the way they used to. Mind if I take a look at something? No, he says, you're breaking my heart, old friend. Mind if I take a look at something? Sure, be my guest. What you got there? Nothing. Just another hunch. Remind me again why we're in this racket. I hear the post office is hiring. Sounds good to me. What the hell? Could you hold still, please? We'd like to get a picture. Can we get a comment? What made you take on this chase? I understand you're former NYPD. Here you go. These are the guys who caught the exterminator. Private Investigator Sam Burke and Maximilian Twitch Williams. Gentlemen, how does it feel to have the whole city calling you heroes?
What?
Do you feel the mayor is doing enough to address the issue of homelessness? Have either of you considered running for public office? Were you contracted by an outside party to look into these murders? What are you planning to do next?
Spawn Alley. The next evening. I don't want to hear it, Cog. I did what I had to do. She was a cold-blooded killer.
I know you think that, but I believe there's bigger goings on. I managed to decode more of the passage on the strange marking you saw in the morgue.
It's over, Cog.
That's just it. I don't think it is over.
Epilogue. Detective duo awarded commendation. Private investigator cited by mayor for cracking exterminator case.
Very flattering, sir.
Don't sell yourself short, buddy. Now you know what this means, don't you?
You're renewing your subscription to the Times?
Means we're finally going somewhere. No more nickel and diming it. We've turned the corner, buddy. We're gonna be the Tiffany's of detective agencies. Upscale offices. Celebrity clientele. Fat assignments. Fat? You know, cool, excellent, superlative. It's what all the kids are saying these days.
That doesn't mean you have to, sir.
Man, I hope they get Pacino to play me in the movie.
Movie? Aren't you getting a little ahead of... Sir, are we expecting a package?
Oh yeah, that was quick. I ordered new stationery. Wait till you see it. I went with the ultra gloss stock for the business cards, and it's got this cool little chrome foil eye logo.
Very subtle, sir.
Well, here, check it out. For your... Jesus freaking Christ!
Sir, look.
What the hell? I don't get it. What does it mean?
I don't know, sir. I don't know. Sorry, ladies. You bagged the wrong loser. Our fun is just beginning.
I'm back. Billy. This is bad. Next. The Devil Inside. Okay. Man.
That was an interesting comic. Like, that's what they need to make a movie out of. That whole situation, because nobody could have seen that she was the killer. And they planned originally to do a movie on the two detectives. These classic inks here. Yep, Sam and Twitch. They were gonna do a whole movie on it. I think it would have been good. All right, guys.
Volume 13, so we'll be on 14. Alright, so what we got next? We'll see in a minute, I guess. By the way, if you like this, you know, make sure to like, subscribe, share, and if you want to donate, you can donate to Grimm's Dungeon of Comics on Patreon. It would help. Nobody's really donated so far, and, you know, I really don't have anything to offer you guys, but, you know, if you want to show your support with $1, $5, $10, whatever, like, feel free. It helps. Helps pay the bills. They're not cheap. I do what I can. Spawn, Origins Collection, Volume 14, guys. Another 164 pages coming at ya in November. Stay tuned, guys. I got horror comics coming up. We got them all lined up for the end of October. It's already almost that time. My favorite time of year coming to a close. All right, guys. I'm out. See you next time.